Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Tia Pugh Talks the Podcast. I'm your host, Tia Pugh, a speaker, social influencer, and international mentor. I'm so glad to have you today. You could be listening to anything in the world, but you decided to come listen to your girl for a while. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And if it's your first time listening, I definitely appreciate you. You the bomb, girl. We want to take a moment to thank our friends over at White with Style for sponsoring today's episode. White with Style is an affordable alternative to teeth whitening. Their products are cruelty-free, gluten-free, vegan-friendly, sensitive, and they're made in the U.S. Get your whitening kit at whitewithstyle.com, and to get nearly 90% off your first kit, use code TIAPUTALKS. Y'all, be sure to connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at Tia Pugh Talks. If you would like to sponsor a show or inquire about any other business relationships, email us info@tiapughtalks.com. One of the staff members will be in touch. For booking, apparel, or to sew into the podcast, visit tiapughtalks.com. Hey girl, I'm so glad to have you here today. You are in for a treat. So we are going to go ahead and jump right on into this thing. You know how we do it. We don't play around. We don't mess around. We get right on into it. So today's topic is go get it. Yes, go get it. Okay. But with that, there are three major points I want to discuss as it pertains to your journey. So, first things first, it will not be easy, baby. Yes, I am sorry to be the bearer of bad news and bring this tragic information to you, but I have to keep it real with you and let you know what's up and be on the up and up, okay? So, you may look at others and think, oh, they make it look easy. Oh, they got it all together. Oh, they the bomb.com. But let me tell you, baby, if you was to sit down with those people, if you were to follow those people around for a day or two or three or four, you would find out that it's not as easy as it looks. You would begin to peel back the layers of the onion and you would begin to expose the hard work that goes into it, the strenuous part of it, the mind-boggling, the confusion, the spiritual warfare, and everything else that goes with it. It will not be easy. And it's actually very important that you have a mentor and you have someone that can sit down and school you on how things will go and what to do when things won't go the way that you thought they should go. Because I'm telling you now, they will not go the way that you thought they should go all the time. Everything is not going to be perfect. Everything is not going to be gravy. Everything is not going to be all sparkles and diamonds and roses. And, you know, we're going to gallop through the field of roses. And no, baby, it's not going to be like that. There are going to be some really critical times when you want to throw in the towel, when you say, look, this ain't really what I signed up for. I signed up for blase blase, but I'm getting whoopty woo woo, and this is not aligning with what God told me. But I'm telling you, there is a grace that comes with following God's will for your life. And that is what you see on other people's life when you say, oh, they blowing up. Oh, they doing big things. Oh, they going places. Oh, they are really following in the path that God has called them to go in. It's a grace that is covering them. It is a grace that is keeping them. It is a grace that is sustaining them through whatever it is that they are going through. Because I'm telling you, everybody at the top has been at the bottom before. Come on, somebody. I ain't trying to preach today, Lord. Come on. Everybody at the top has been at the bottom before, and you absolutely have to be at the bottom to truly appreciate the top when you get there. So a lot of people that you see doing big things and doing their thing and whatever, 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 they have had some serious heartaches. They have had some serious losses. They have been without. They have gone without. Most of them know what it's like to be without and have absolutely nothing, okay? And that is just a part of it. That is a part of it. I think it's a humbling experience to absolutely have nothing, okay? And then go through something and then be able to come out on top and be able to come out and follow what God has called you to do and do what God has called you to do without regret, without neglect, and wholeheartedly give all of yourself to what God is calling you to do. Is it hard? Yes, it's absolutely hard. And there are going to be times when you want to throw in the towel and you want to give up, but you have to stay the course and you have to continue to do what God has called you to do because there's somebody waiting and needing what it is that you have to offer. So you have to stay in the battle. You have to stay in the fight. You have to stay in the ring. Check this out. You have to think of it like this. You are going into the enemy camp, and getting your stuff. Would you allow somebody to come up in your house, push down your door, and come into your spot and get what you think is yours? No, you would not. So there's no way the enemy is going to allow you to just come up in his space and to come up in what he thought that he had reign over, what he thought he had power over and authority over, and allow you to take it and say you own it and put your stamp on it and say, this is mine, this is my dream, this is my goal, this is my business, this is my house, this is my No. Baby, you're gonna have to fight for it. You're gonna have to work for it. It's not going to be nothing easy that he's just going to hand over. You wouldn't allow nobody to come up in your house and just take stuff out of your house right in front of you, walk right past you while you sitting on the couch. You just looking at him. Okay, you're going to get that. Okay, cool. You're going to grab that. Okay, cool. No, the devil is a lie. You get up and you get the fight and you get up, you get the swinging. You get up, you ready to come on. Come on, somebody. I'm just trying to be real. I don't know if I got anybody on real on here tonight or what. It's trying to listen or what. But I'm just going to keep it real with you because I'm not allowing nobody to come up in my space, come up in my territory and just take what I know is mine. So there's no way the enemy is going to allow you to just have what God said is yours. You're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to put some sweat and some tears in the game. But check this out. Matthew 5:45, New Living Translation reads in that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven, for he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust. Basically meaning that even though you're out here going after whatever it is that God has called you to go after and you're pursuing whatever it is that he's called you to pursue, it ain't gonna be easy. It ain't gonna be easy. Just because you are a child of God does not mean it's gonna be easy. Does not mean he's just gonna hand it over to you and say, oh yeah, you definitely deserve this because you are my child. No, baby. Like it says, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So you be the just and the unjust. Sometimes you sit back and you see them winning. You like, what the heck is going on? How are they winning? And I'm over here struggling. I'm going through it and I'm supposed to be the child of God. Well, baby, your story is different, first of all. Your journey is different, first of all. So there's nothing that's going to be in comparison with your journey to theirs because, honey, they might have just stepped out the gate and boom, they got it. You, oh, you got to go through 5 and 6 years of being without a car, without being a job, trying to find a job, can't keep a job. You get on a job, you stay on a job for about 6 months. You like, oh, no, I can't take this. I can't stand these people. I can't work with these people. I got to go, or they fire you, they lay you off, whatever the case may be. Your journey is going to be completely different compared to the unjust. But know that even though you are doing what God has called you to do, this is just the name. This is just the way the game goes, okay? It's going to fall on the just and the unjust. The rain, the sunshine, the good, the bad, it's going to fall on both. So don't think that just because you are trying to do what God's called you to do, that everything is going to be sunshines and roses and everything's going to pan out perfectly, because I'm just going to keep it real with you. It's not. No, baby. It's not. I'm sorry. But With that being said, God covers you. He keeps you. There's a grace that he extends to you. His strength, come on, is made perfect in your weakness. It is sufficient for you, honey. So just stay in the ring and stay in the fight, okay? So, secondly, Romans 8:18 says, yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later. So the second point that I want to talk about is it will be worth it. It will be worth it. So the sufferings that you are going through right now is nothing compared to the glory that he will reveal to you later. So you just hang in there, baby. You just hang in there. Don't you throw in the towel. Don't you walk away from the very thing that God has for you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, it will be worth the late nights, the early mornings, the spiritual warfare, the lack of sleep, the overtime, the sore feet, the knees, the back, the fingers, the broken nails. It will be worth missing out on some stuff now so you can enjoy it later. It will be worth losing everything now to gain everything that God has for you later. It will be worth the tears, the sweat, the years of working without any fruit or results. I promise you, God will make all of it worth it. So, girl, go get what's yours. Go get what God has for you. Don't look back. Don't turn around. Don't be trying to pick people up and carry them with you that ain't got nothing to do with you, that ain't going the same direction as you, that don't want to be aligned with you, that don't want to help you, that ain't never supported you, that ain't never poured into you, ain't never prayed for you, ain't never covered you, ain't never been by your side, ain't never rode out with you. Let them go, baby. Let them go. You cannot go to higher places trying to carry people with you that have no business being with you. Simple as that. You will mess up yourself and hold yourself back and mess your own blessings up trying to carry people along with you that ain't ready. You ain't got to try to convince nobody to be ready to get your blessing, to go get your blessing. You go get your blessing. You don't need nobody to go with you. You don't need nobody to roll with you. You can fly solo because, baby, you are going to benefit from this blessing solo. So go get it solo. You don't need no team, no entourage, no baby, no daddy, no this, no that, da, 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 da. All these people. You don't need all these people with you going to get your blessing because they might distract you. They may throw you off along the way. They may jack you up. You have to go get what's rightfully yours on your own. Which leads me into the very next point that I want to talk about, and that is the simple fact that it's yours. Ha! Come on, somebody. It's yours. Let's say it again. It's yours. Say it again. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's yours. Yes, God. Praise the Lord. It's yours. So Jeremiah 1:5, New Living Translation reads, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart, ha ha, and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb, honey. This is before you came out, baby. It was already yours. What was yours was already yours. Before you came out and stepped foot on this earth, before you breathed this fresh air, honey, it was already yours. All you have to do is go get it. He already said that he set you apart. You a little different. You a little strange. You a little unique. You a little weird. Whatever it is that they want to call you, whatever it is that it may be, whatever the case may be, that is what it is. Okay, cool. That's fine. But listen, he set you apart. You're different. You cool. You got a different swag than everybody else. Can't nobody quite put their finger on it. How you move, how you operate, how you do. But this is what it is because he set you apart. He made you different. And I'm just coming to tell you today that this is what it is. And let's check this out right here. Not only did he set you apart, he appointed you. Woo!
Come on.
Okay. I almost shouted. I ain't trying to shout on y'all, but that almost took me in. That almost took me in right there, okay? He appointed you, meaning he gave you authority, baby. He gave you dominion. He gave you position. He gave you position in the earthly realm. And now, let me remind you that this was before you were born. Wow. Hi. This was before you were born. Let me remind you again, because forget what the world said. Forget what mama and daddy them said. Forget what cousin them said. Forget what whoever said. This was before you were born. You were set apart. This was before you were born. You were appointed. Come on, somebody. You ain't got to come into the earth and have somebody tell you this, because this is what it already was. You ain't got to come into the world and have somebody pass this down to you or put some oil on your forehead and say, look, this is what it is. No, this is what it already is. I don't have to go under somebody, or I don't have to go through this rigmarole, or I don't have to go through these trials and errors, or I don't have to go through this obstacle course. Come on, somebody, to be this. I am already this. I already have this authority. I already have this position. I already have this equipping. I already have this before I was born. Come on, somebody. Why is nobody hearing me tonight? Oh my gosh. Before you were born, you were appointed, honey. This is your stuff. So I need you to say this with me. I need you to repeat this with me. This is my stuff, my position, my territory, my land, my dream, my business, my ministry, my house, my car, my voice, mine, 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 mine. This is my stuff, and I'm going to get it. Regardless of how I have to tread up in the enemy's camp, I'm going to get my stuff, and he's going to take his hands off of it right now in the name of Jesus. My goodness, I feel a prayer stirring up. Let's go ahead and go boldly before the throne of grace on today. Father God, we thank you so much for waking us up this morning. God, you are absolutely amazing. You are awesome, God. We give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. You are worthy of it, Lord God. We lay down every burden at your feet, Lord God, because you said that we could do that because you care for us, Lord God. So we thank you for caring for us, God. We thank you for being a sovereign God. We thank you for covering us, Lord God, as we go out into this world and we go out into these streets and we go out and do what it is that you have called us to do, Lord God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, that that heals, that fixes, that moves, that does so many things, God. Remission of our sins, Lord God. We thank you for forgiveness, God. We thank you for slaying the lamb on our behalf, Lord God. We ask that you would forgive us for anything that we have done knowingly and unknowingly, Lord God. We thank you so much for setting us apart before we were born. And thank you for appointing us and giving us authority and giving us position and equipping us before we were even born, before we even breathed this air, before we would step our foot on this land, Lord God. We thank you for it now, Father God. And I command the enemy to take his hands off of our stuff right now in the name of Jesus. Our houses, our cars, hallelujah. I'm not trying to be materialistic, Lord God, but you know that he has our stuff bound up. And I want to loose it right now in the name of Jesus. I want to loose it right now in the name of Jesus. So remove your hands from our stuff, enemy. Whatever our stuff may be, our house, our degrees, hallelujah, our businesses, our dreams, our goals, our minds, our health. So I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off of our stuff. We're going into the enemy's camp and we're going to take back every last thing that he owes us and every last thing that is ours. We decree and declare that by might, by storm, we will go in there and take every last thing that is ours. We fight in the spirit realm. We tear down every last thing that does not align with your word, Lord God. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We send it back to the pits of hell in which it came, Lord God. Plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over us now, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come upon our homes, our house, our safes, our homes, our minds, or anything of that nature, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for keeping us late in the midnight hour, Lord God. We thank you for sending the Holy Spirit that comforts, that keeps, that provides, that covers, that loves us. Thank you, Father. We love you so much, God, and we just lay everything down to you, Lord God. We ask that you would continue to send us divine connections in this season, Lord God, so that we can walk these things out in which you have called us to do. We can move as though you have called us to move in the realm, Lord God, that you have called us to operate in, Lord God. We loose every distraction right now. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. You have no power. You have no authority over our lives. We take back that which you have stolen from us, enemy. It is ours. Joy is ours. Hallelujah. Strength is ours. Peace is ours. Hope is ours in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being exactly who you are, God. We thank you for being exactly who you are, God. You are absolutely amazing. You are absolutely amazing, and you are to be glorified. You are to be glorified, God. We lift up your holy name, God. We lift up your holy name, God, because you are amazing. Oh, you are amazing. God, we thank you. We thank you for our positions, Lord God. We thank you for our authority, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Life and death lie in the power of our tongue, Lord God. Teach us how to use our tongue for our benefit, Lord God. Hallelujah. Boo, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that we do pray and we say, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Tia Pugh. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Tia Pugh Talks, the podcast. Connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, at Tia Pugh Talks. To book me for your next event, workshop, or to purchase apparel, or to sew into the podcast because it has blessed you so much, visit TiaPughTalks.com. Can't forget to thank our friends over at Whitewood Style for sponsoring today's episode of the podcast. Check them out at WhitewoodStyle.com. Use Tia Pugh Talks for nearly 90% off your first whitening kit. If you have any questions, email us info@TiaPughTalks.com. Let me leave you with this. Psalms 27 and 14 reads, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Well, we know exactly where that came from. Came from the Holy Bible. And I thank you so much for tuning in again. I hope and pray that this has inspired you, pushed you, enlightened you, and just really encouraged you. Okay. So hopefully you will come and join back in with us once again. Be sure to visit TiaPughTalks.com to listen to past podcasts. Also, I love y'all so very much. And until next time, peace.